What's up? It's the first episode of Roasting the Roses, and I'm your host, Samantha Claire. We are going to be covering everything good, bad, crazy, and of course, rose-related to do with this season's Bachelorette. If you are not caught up, you're going to hear some spoilers because we are jumping right in to this week's episode, week 9, so let's just go ahead and get started. This episode started off from last week's cliffhanger, so Noah and Bennett are arguing, and it seems like they're going to have a little peer mediation session with Tayshia or whatever, and they're going to get down to it, and one of them is going home, but we don't know which one. So it starts off in there alone, and Bennett, who is the older guy from Harvard and is giving me douche vibes right now, gives Noah, the younger guy, this gift of all these basically backhanded gifts, honestly. It was like a book on emotional intelligence and like socks that were making fun of him and bandana. I don't know. It was just like a box of disses, basically. And honestly, I guess he thought he was being the better man, but this is what got him sent home. So there it is. He got sent home. They did their little thing with Tayshia and he was not responding very well. And then when she saw the gift, that was kind of like the turning point for her, because she saw that the way that he has been treating Noah and just carrying himself to other people is not the man that she's looking for. So he goes home, and obviously that's kind of an emotional moment for her, because I think that she genuinely had a lot of feelings for him and they had shared a lot of special moments. So he goes, and Noah's still very much on thin ice. He doesn't get a rose after that, which one of them was supposed to get one, but she was like, "You're not safe. I'm not really sure if you're ready for this yet." So he's kind of in the water, waiting it out, see what happens. But they continue, they go on to the cocktail party, and she basically gets to talk to all of the other men who are left, and I think there's like 10 men right now. And so it's kind of nice because this was like a no drama moment. She just got to have really good conversations with people, and it was just relaxing, because I feel like sometimes it could be overwhelming to watch when it's drama, drama, drama. Like, I know it's reality TV, but in the earlier seasons of this show, it was really just about their journey to find love. And as the years and seasons have progressed, it has just gotten more drama and crazy and fighting. And it's just nice to see her have these nice original moments with the men. And so that's exactly what happened. They went on and then they go into the rose ceremony and they see that there was only 5 roses on the table, which meant that 3 men were going home because 2 men already had roses from the previous episode. And so they were all kind of worried and kind of stressing because I guess they weren't expecting that many people to go home, but I'm pretty sure that's like the same amount. But I guess when you get smaller, like smaller groups, then it seems larger, like more people are going home. But honestly, it wasn't that eventful in my opinion. Like, the people that went home weren't anyone that I was surprised about or that I even truly had any thoughts about. It was Spencer, Ed, and DeMar, and none of them really had that much screen time. Ed had a lot earlier when he had an issue with another guy, but like none of them were that important to the storyline, or they hadn't been made out to. I don't know if she had personal moments that they had cut, but it seemed like it was just easy, no biggie, and they moved on. So then, after this, Ben gets a one-on-one date, and it's really exciting because I know that we can clearly see she has a lot of feelings for him, but I think that she definitely wants something more from him, and so they go on their date, they do a little scavenger hunt, it's cute, it's whatever, and they get into this dinner, and she's really, really prying at him to open up, and she's almost upset a little bit that she thinks he carries himself as perfect and that he's not being real. And honestly, not to sound insensitive, but I definitely think it's made out to where if you have the most trauma, you're gonna go far. And like, yeah, it's reality TV, they want content, but it seems kind of wrong to me. Like, I know in past episodes on this season and previous seasons before this, people have gone home simply because they didn't really have a traumatic story to share or some sort of hardship to share. And it's like, that, I don't know, like, that shouldn't be a factor on whether or not you want to marry someone. If they do have it and they share it, that's awesome that they can do that. But if they don't have anything to share and you send them home, like, what? I don't know, but she was really praying for him to have a story, and he did. He had a really, really deep story about how he had some suicide attempts, and he just had a really rough life before this, and, you know, he shared, and it was a nice emotional moment. She was really, really comforting, and she was really awesome. She handled the situation really, really well, and that's something that she's done this whole season. I think some previous bachelors and bachelorettes have been a little awkward for my taste, and it's been very cringy, but she has been an awesome person to watch, and she just handles these conversations so maturely, and she just has a lot of emotional compassion, and you could see that. And so it was a really nice conversation once he did open up, despite whether or not I think that is the right time for it. But they went on, it was fine, he stayed, he got a rose, it's all good, he is safe for this week. They move on, it's a group date, everyone except obviously Ben and Blake are on it because Blake has the next one-on-one, and so they go, and it's a lie detector test. And so this is really exciting because it's definitely cool to see how people can react to this, and it was very visible that the men were pretty nervous, which is understandable. I think I would definitely be flipping out and get a lot of things, come up with questionable answers just from being so nervous from the test. Honestly, most of the men, they got easy questions, they got truths, it was fine, it was funny, it was light. The one that stuck out to me was Zach's, and so they ask him his question, and it was, have you ever cheated on someone? And immediately, he says yes, and it's truth, obviously. And so that was like a huge red flag moment. Tayshia's upset. I'm sure all of the audience members were upset, confused. And he said it almost personally. I thought he said it too confidently. Like you shouldn't be proud of that. But she was obviously very upset because that was one of the biggest reasons that her previous marriage had ended. So obviously that's a big no for her. And she states, she's like, I will not be with a cheater. So she's upset. They finish off the rest of the interviews. It is what it is. They go into the after party, and he is the first person that she talks with. And so she's going, and she's really trying to get down to this. She wants the story, and it's very tense. And he starts off, and he's telling this serious story, and he's being respectful, but he's trying to tell his story, and it seems like there's about to be an argument brewing almost, and he starts going, and he's telling what happened, and then he reveals that it was in the sixth grade. And that was a huge moment for her, for us. I mean, it was really funny. She was insanely relieved, and they were just laughing about it. And yeah, they got us. He got us. Because, you know, it's sixth grade, you're 12. You have like 8 boyfriends or girlfriends or whatever. But, you know, he handled it in a very funny way. And I think that while she was mad at first, she was very relieved that that was the situation. And they shared a nice moment after that. And it was all good. So she finishes out the after party, she gets her time with the men, everything from the interviews was cleared up, and everything was good with everyone. But when it came to a closing, she did not give anyone a date rose, which is kind of, I don't know, I thought it was kind of weird, but to be honest, most of the other group dates have been very competitive or like games, or there's usually some sort of winner almost in a way. So it was kind of understandable that she didn't feel like anyone truly deserved the group date rose. And so the vibes are good, everything's fine. She closes the date and she goes and she heads off. The episode is coming to a close, and bam, who do we see? Mr. Harvard, he's back. It's Bennett. And so, you know, I want to say that I was surprised, but truthfully, they always do this. And I guess it's just the content, because they did this last season, and the girl that they did it with was like the same kind of situation. Like, she was causing a lot of drama, she was a poster, and so I wasn't really surprised, but I was in the sense that it was so soon. She literally looks like she saw a ghost. She like hits the door because she's surprised to see him, And we're like, what's going to happen? They go in to talk, and we're kind of left with a cliffhanger. They have their conversation, and all she can really say is that she needs the night to think about it, and that she will give him an answer in the morning. And so that's kind of where the episode ends, so we're not really sure what happens with that. But we can kind of see that he definitely does have some more screen time. Whether or not he's here to stay, I'm not sure. But with the promo they gave for the next episode, he definitely does have something. I'm not too sure if he's going to make it, because the next episode is Hometown Days, and it's usually the final four that get that. So I doubt he's going to be into that, because I'm sure she's going to narrow it down. And I doubt if she's already narrowed him out once that she would narrow him in over someone else, but we shall see. And so since the episode ends there, my episode ends here. And if you want to tune in next week, we will be covering the hometown dates, whether or not Bennett stays, and all of the jazz in between, who goes home, whose feelings are hurt, what happens. So if you want to hear my thoughts, tune in next week for Roasting the Roses. Once again, I'm your host, Samantha Claire. Thank you so much for listening.